You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The French Open on In Play Radio.
Yes, hello, welcome along to the William Hill Daily French Open podcast. My name is Mark Walton and I'm joined once again in the studio by Mr. Dave Kellner. How are you, Dave?
I'm very well, thank you, Mark. Well, we had some success yesterday, didn't we, on the French Open tennis podcast, so I'm just glad to be invited back on this occasion.
You passed the first hurdle, you were allowed back for another day. Yeah, it was not bad.
It only takes one loser. One loser and you're cut off forever.
Yeah, one loser and you're out.
Well, we better recycle pundits quickly then, because we could be struggling otherwise.
Yeah. We're going to look ahead to Thursday's action at the French Open. Some good matches to look forward to. We've got the likes of Andy Murray in action, Rafa Nadal playing as well. It should be a pretty good day.
I'm looking forward to it immensely. As you mentioned, we have got Andy Murray in action, and he's a very prohibitive price to win his match against Joao Souza. It's going to be slightly more difficult for Andy Murray, but you look at the record he's got against Joao Souza. It's absolutely incredible. He's played him five times, admittedly all on hard court. Souza's best surface is unquestionably the clay. But Murray's won all five times, including twice in slams, both in the Australian Open, without dropping a set. And there have been comprehensive victories there as well. They met earlier on in the season in Dubai. Murray wiped the floor with him, 6-love, 6-2. So Murray has Souza's number. But it's going to be a different dynamic on this surface. And Souza was good yesterday. He beat Vasek Pospisil, who's been under the weather, Pospisil. So he was slightly he'd had a slight setback in the lead-up to the tournament, and he beat him 6-3, 7-6, 6-1. So what you'd expect from Souza in the first round, and what you'd expect from Murray as well, beat Facundo Agüero 6-3, 6-3, 6-1. So Murray cruising along nicely. First big test will come against David Ferrer, you would anticipate, in the quarter-final. Then he'll have the winner of, if everything goes to plan, Novak Djokovic and Rafael Nadal in the semi-final. So looking forward to seeing how Murray progresses, and just been talking on InPlay Radio about his chance in the outright, where he's a 10-1 shot. I'd want to see Nadal and Djokovic really beat each other up in that quarter-final match if I'm thinking about getting involved in with Andy Murray at 10s now.
Okay. He's 33-1 on to win his match against Charles Souza. 1-4 as well for it to be a straight sets victory. There's no real value in there. Those are the most likely outcomes, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so. It's one of those occasions where often on clay I'd like to take Andy Murray on early on in a tournament when he's working his way in. But against Joao Souza, given that formidable head-to-head record, styles make fights, they say in tennis, and he obviously likes playing against Joao Souza. So it wouldn't be of interest to me. But Murray will get broken a couple of times in that match, no doubt about it. Facundo Agüero had opportunities to break against Andy Murray in that first round match, and Souza will work a few chances as well, but I think it's not a match I want to have a bet in.
Okay, well, let's move on to another match then. Nicolas Almagro against Rafa Nadal. Almagro is 7-1, Nadal 16-1 on. We all know that Rafa Nadal's record at the French Open is almost perfect. Is this another rung on the ladder towards another final?
Possibly, but he's short here. 1-16 is short against Nicolas Almagro. I think this is Nadal's first big test, and a lot of people are thinking that he needs a test, you know, to get his energy flowing, to get his juices going in the lead up to...
Everyone needs to get the juices going.
I love getting my juices going. In the lead up to that match against Novak Djokovic, which is going to be absolutely huge if it does take place in the quarterfinals. Nadal, in his first round match, beat Quinton Halas in straight set 6-3, 6-3, 6-4, so that was a good effort. It was slightly tougher against a tougher opponent for Nicolas Almagro. He came through against Alexander Dolgopolov, who does have form on clay, but it's not his favoured surface. Beat him 6-3, 2-6, 6-4, 7-6 in the breaker. Big tiebreak for him to win as well, that one. Kept it down to four sets. Won 8-6 in the tiebreak. And going up against Rafael Nadal, you need to be as rested as possible, because Nadal's... I don't think it's it can even be argued he's the best mover ever on clay, and he's going to make Almagro work for every single point here. It's a very interesting matchup, though, this one, because Almagro had been pummeled by Nadal throughout the years, ever since their first meeting back in 2004, but then beat him last year in the quarterfinals in Barcelona in three sets. That came as a shock to everyone, because at that moment in time, people were thinking Nadal's still invincible on the clay. But Nadal had a few setbacks last year, obviously had major setbacks this year, and isn't the same player he was. Whether he ever regains that... he was almost invincible, wasn't he, on clay? Whether that invincibility returns again is open to question. But you look through some of those results this year, lost in the semis to Novak Djokovic in Monte Carlo, beaten by Fabio Fognini, destroyed by Andy Murray in Madrid, and then lost out a couple of weeks ago to Stan Wawrinka in Rome. There are serious questions about Rafael Nadal and his form at the moment. And I don't know if Almagro will beat him. I don't think Almagro will beat him. And as I've been mentioning, I think 5-1 for Nadal to win the tournament is actually the value play at the moment, given the price. But Almagro is sensational. I don't use that word lightly, Mr. Walton. Sensational value to win a set in this matchup. He's 13-8 to win a set in the set betting markets, Nicolas Almagro. I think that's a stonking bet. I really do. You look at their meetings here at the French Open. I mean, these two players have faced each other three times in the quarterfinals of the French Open. Nadal killed him back in 2008. But subsequently, in 2010 and 2012, they were both straight sets wins for Rafael Nadal, but that was when Nadal was at the peak of his powers on this surface. And Almagro still managed to take him to three tiebreaks in that spell. This time around, Nadal, at the moment, a shadow of his former self, and Almagro still playing decent tennis on the surface. We saw that in the first round. I don't think Almagro should be 13-8 to win a set against a subpar Rafael Nadal here.
Okay. Could you get a bit more brave with that then and go Nadal to win 3-1, 16-5 or four sets in the match, something like that?
Yeah, I don't...
Well, there's always the chance that it could go five. But
if I was picking a set score, I'd be picking Nadal 3-1 at 16-5. I just think if Nadal doesn't find his stride early in this match, there's a real possibility Almagro can win this tennis match. 7-1 is big. I know it sounds slightly contradictory when I'm saying that he's possibly the value to win the event. That's at 5-1. But I don't mind that play, you know. I think the 7-1 is okay, but I love the 13-8 because I can see Almagro maybe even getting a couple here and taking this to a five-setter. So if you were nailing me down for a correct set score, I'd be going with Nicolas Almagro to be beaten 3-1 by Rafael Nadal, which is 16-5. But I much prefer the 13-8 because I can see him winning 1-2 or possibly, looks inconceivable, but even winning all three.
Right, okay.
Yeah. So I just think Almagro's had chances to win sets against Nadal at the French Open. He'll be coming into this with a bit more belief, having beaten him in Barcelona last year.
Right, should be an interesting match, that one then. Let's move on to the next one, which is Viktor Troicki against Simon Bilelli. Troicki is even money. Bilelli is 8-11. So pretty tight in the betting there, Dave. Do you think it'll be a close one?
Yeah, I do. Neither of these two players really suited by this surface. I won't be as long with this one. I think Viktor Troicki is the value in the market. What did you say? Even money, Viktor Troicki?
Yep.
I don't think he should be outsider in this betting market. He's the better of the two players, in my opinion. Rankings show that as well. Viktor Troicki ranked 33rd in the world. Simon Bilelli ranked 60th. Viktor Troicki's won their past two meetings as well, both this year. Both of them went the distance as well in Sydney and Miami. I think we could see this going the distance. I think we could see five sets in the match here. Very little to choose between them, but Viktor Troicki comes into this with a bit of form in Rome. Beat Bernard Tomic, who admittedly is slightly underperforming at the moment, and then beat Feliciano Lopez, who is not really at home on the clay, but is still a player with decent pedigree before falling to Kei Nishikori in Rome. whereas Simone Bolelli beat Steve Darcis in the first round here, but lost to Rafa Nadal comprehensively in Madrid. Don't see much between these two players, but I have to say I think Viktor Troicki is the value at even money in the market.
Okay, Viktor Troicki to be a bit of value there then, and we'll just refresh your thoughts on Thanasi Kokkinakis against Bernard Tomic, because we did talk about this on an earlier podcast.
We did.
But, it will take place on Thursday now.
It will. It will. I got my days mixed up, Mark. I can tip winners, but I don't. I don't understand how the days fall.
Yeah.
Really, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday for me. I like Thanasi Kokkinakis to win this match. Bernard Tomic has been under the weather. Kokkinakis flying at the moment, comes into that on the back into this match on the back of that winning the Bordeaux Challenger, beat Basilashvili in the first round here, Thanasi Kokkinakis, whereas Tomic came through in four sets against Luca Vanni, but talked in that post-match press conference about having the illness and having his energy sapped. Prior to that match, he'd not won a match on clay this season, Bernard Tomic, so I think Thanasi Kokkinakis is a knocking bet there.
Okay, good stuff. Best bet of all of that?
13-8, Almagro to win a set. I think he gets one against Rafa Nadal, finally, here at the French Open.
Good stuff. Should be another great day in Roland Garros. Thank you very much, Dave. Good luck and enjoy it on Thursday.
Thank you, sir.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.